Hello, podcast fam. Okay, we're going to dive into some messaging today because if you've been watching my Instagram lately, you know I've been talking a lot about messaging per usual. You know, I'm known for a few core things, and definitely messaging is one of them. I'm about to be running one of my best masterclasses today. I'd actually say the best masterclass today, Say It and Sell It. If you haven't joined us yet, 10 out of 10 recommend that you do. I'll put the link in the show notes so that you can join us. If you're hearing this after the masterclass runs, which is happening on May 3rd at 12 o'clock EST, yes, of course, there'll be a replay. If you happen to hear this episode after, that's perfect. You can get access to the replay. The link will still be in the show notes, or you can DM me over on socials. But what I wanted to pour into you today is a little bit of that conversation on messaging, because as the industry's shifting, as you know, everyone's out there like trying to make you terrified, saying people are buying differently. I don't really like buy into the scare tactics. If you're seeing somebody do that to you, just mute them. Like, mute it. You don't need that. There's no reason to make people really, really scared in order to get them to invest. There's always a solution. Even when people buy differently, there's always a solution. And here's the truth that I really want you to sit with and hone in on, is marketing changes every year. Sometimes it changes every couple of months. And we work in an industry, especially in the online space, that things move and shift so quickly. And I recently heard Gary Vee say this, and I thought that it was really insightful, and I want to pour it onto you. As Gary Vee said, you know, if I never had to change my marketing strategy, I would love that. That would be so easy. But that's not the case. And so I've always got to be evolving my marketing strategy because the market changes, right? And so I really wanted to pour that into you because I think that that's such an interesting way to look at it, because it's just the truth. Like, none of us want to change. We as human beings resist change, right? Even I resist change. Like, even in my day-to-day schedule, like, I am such a creature of habit most of the time. Like, Mondays are my like get shit done day. It's like, I like do content. I like get ready for the week. I'm checking with clients. It's like that first day you're getting shit done. And sometimes my husband will like make doctor's appointments or have things that like he'll want me to be a part of on Mondays. And I get really resistant to it because it's change. And as silly as that sounds, where it's like, oh, my husband wants me to go to Lowe's with him on a Monday or Target with him on a Monday. And I'm like, yes, I could do that. I have so much space in my calendar. But it's also, I resist the change because it's like, it's messing up my day, right? It's messing up my plans. Same thing goes for the marketing and the messaging, right? And so for today's podcast, we are going to dive into messaging and some things I want you to think about when it comes to your messaging, especially moving through the rest of this year. And these questions, no matter when you're listening to this episode, will pertain to you and your business and your growth, no matter the market and or no matter the year, because these are questions that are going to allow you to get really specific. And if we want the words that we're saying to sell everything that we put out, we've got to get really good at messaging. And if you want higher cash months, 20K, 30K, 50K plus, that happens with really solid messaging. You know, I once heard this, and I really believe that this is true. I once heard somebody say, you know, you could show up enough, anybody could show up enough and have a 10K cash month. And I believe that to be true. Replicating it back to back, that's a different conversation, but anybody could show up enough in a month and have a 10K month. Now, to go beyond that and sustain it, right, 20, 30, 50 plus, that's solid messaging. And you can't escape it. You can't ignore it. And you can't just put out things that used to work in 2020 and 2018, 2019 of buy my program to feel more confident. That used to work. Buyers are smart. They got smarter. They're like, I know what you're doing. I know that you're trying to sell to me, right? They're kind of like a little bit skeptical, for the lack of a better word. And there's more people in our industries, right? So there's more people that are doing what we are all doing. And I know people say, oh, it's saturated. My honest opinion on this has always been, it's saturated, but it's not saturated with a lot of good marketers. If you look around you, everyone's saying the same thing. Everyone's branding looks the same, because what are people doing? They're looking at, who is this working for? Who's doing this really well? And how can I mimic that? But what's happening, the issue with that is they then don't know what that person is doing behind the scenes and why it's actually working for them. And that is something when you can take a moment to think about that and it's like, oh shit. Like, of course it's going to work for them because you're just seeing the finished product. You're seeing the marketing and the messaging all come together. You're not seeing the questions that they were asking themselves to bring that to life. You weren't seeing them put together the brand values and their core values and who they are and what they stand for and like colors and visuals that represent themselves. You weren't seeing them get really clear on that to bring it to life. You see the finished product and then people think, well, if I just mimic that, then it's going to work for me. And then what happens is I see this all the time. People then start creating a brand. They choose the same fonts. They choose the same colors. They take inspo from people's photo shoots and show it to their photographer. And then what happens is you end up looking like someone else's brand. You end up sounding like them too. You end up like hearing what their mission is. And then you say the same thing for your mission. And what happens is people come to your brand, but they think of that other person. It's like you're doing marketing for somebody else. And so it's like the more that you can put blinders on and have a deep conversation like we're going to have today, the better off your business is going to be. Your business is going to shine right fucking through. Excuse my language. I realize I've been cursing a lot on the podcast, by the way. Sorry. I know some of you are like, we don't care. I'm not the biggest curse word person. I don't know about you guys. And please let me know if this was you as a kid because I need to know I'm not alone. Whenever I cursed as a kid, we got soap in our mouths. And if that was you, please tell me, like, let's have a conversation on Instagram. Please message me. Like, I got soap in my mouth every time I curse. So I like, when I'm passionate, I will curse. But then like, I listened back to one of my episodes the other day and I was like, whoa, that was a lot of F-bombs for me. And so for those of you that aren't into it, like, I like teeter between. I don't mind hearing it. Like, it doesn't faze me, but I like only curse when I'm passionate and I'm quite passionate about this topic. So just want to let you know, if there's little ears listening, my apologies. Okay, so let's dive in. Let's dive into some juicy questions that you can ask yourself. I want you to write these down if it's safe to do so. If you're not driving, write these down. If you are driving and it's not safe, you're on a walk, come back to this episode, sit down, write these questions down, and then answer them for yourself, okay? Go deep. Don't be afraid to go deep. Number one question I want you to ask yourself, this is a fun one. Are you creating content only for your dream client? Or are you creating content that doesn't leave anybody out? I know the latter. I already know the answer to your question. Are you speaking to everyone or are you speaking to one person? And if your answer is not, I'm speaking to one person, but I'm speaking to everyone. I don't want to leave people out because I have people in my community that are going through this and going through this and going through this. And like, what if this person over here? Are those people your dream clients? I want you to think about the one person. I don't mean her age or her job or what she's driving. I don't mean that. I want you to think about like the dreamiest of the dreamy clients, that one person I want you to speak to, okay? And a really easy way to do this, you're probably like, okay, Michelle, I can think of her, but like now what other information do I need? I want you to think about who is this person? Who is this person? Get really specific, okay? What are they doing every single day? What are they experiencing every single day? What are they feeling every day? And what are they doing right now to solve their current problem that you know is not going to get them the results that they want? Go really specific. Then what I want you to think about is who are they not? So often I see people speaking to people that they don't want to work with. Let me give you an example of this. I was just talking to one of my clients about this the other day. She's like, Michelle, I keep calling in people that don't want to show up on social media and promote. She's like, you know, I have people in my DMs and I'm even having conversation with current clients and I'm realizing they're not dream clients because they're saying things like, well, I just want to make money, but I don't want to show up on social media. That's not her dream client. And so that's where we were able to assess where was she maybe missing the mark in her messaging of not speaking to somebody that's already showing up. I said to her, I said, what I want to invite you to implement is saying things like, you're already showing up, you're already posting, you already love creating content. You now need to figure out how to get in front of more people to make more money and fill up your programs. She's not speaking to someone like, she was speaking to somebody that was like, you want business to feel really easy. And you don't want to have to post a ton and want to have sales coming in. So if we're speaking to that, we are going to call on somebody that doesn't want to do the work, right? Another example of this, think about the health and wellness industry. If you're like in the fitness space and you want to work with somebody that already knows how to work out, but then you're posting beginner workouts and you're saying like, are you afraid to join the gym? Do you care what people think about you in the gym? Are you worried that people are staring at you? Here's how to feel more confident in the gym. And you're talking about that. You're not talking to your dream client. You're talking to somebody that's just getting started in the gym. Do you see what I'm talking about here? Who are they not? Who are they not? And then what I want you to think about is, what are their characteristics? Who are they? How would they define themselves? Like, I'll give you an example. I define myself, I will often say, like, I'm a driven person. I'm really ambitious. And I also like I will do things even if they're, excuse my language, fucking crazy. Right? And if they make no sense, they don't need to make sense to anybody else. Like, I will describe myself like that, but I will also describe my ideal client like that, because I want to work with somebody like that. I don't want to work with somebody that wants to sit in fear. And like, we have to do a ton of work for them to take any action. I work with people that are action takers. They're already willing to take action. They're already taking action. They just need more direction, right? They just want to do things better. They want to do things more refined. I work with people who follow through, right? Those are characteristics. What are the qualities that the person that you desire to work with, your dream client, what are the characteristics? And then the last thing I want you to think about, and I put a post out on this recently, and you know what's so interesting is that post has gotten like the low engagement for me. And what that post has done, though, that post has brought in so many sales, which I think is so interesting sometimes, because we so focus on engagement. Like, we love external validation. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat that. We all love external validation. Like, who wouldn't love tons of likes or a post popping off or tons of saves, etc.? Of course, we're human beings. We love external validation. It's like, we love when people tell us we look good, right? We don't need it, but we like it, right? Same thing with content. But I want to give you an example. I put out this post, and I'm going to explain to you what it was in a moment because it pertains to what I'm going to teach you. I put out a post and it got like the quote unquote, it got low engagement for me. However, it's brought in so many clients and so many sales and people DMing me from that post, literally sending me that post and then saying, I said on their comments, DM me sales. They're sending me the post and then saying sales in the DMs. I'm getting people in my request folder from that piece of content, even though they're not liking the post. I'm like, this is really interesting for me because this is a topic that is really, really landing. And that's what I want to share with you, is this dirty little desires. What are the desires that your ideal clients have? And I want you to go deeper. Do not bore me with, well, she wants to be more confident. She wants to drop a couple pant sizes. She wants to make more money. She wants to feel better. She wants to have more energy. She wants to make 20K months. Boring, boring, boring. And it sounds the same as everybody else. I want you to go deeper. What are her dirty little desires? What the fudge does she actually want, and why does she want it? If you can get really specific there and really fudging clear, you will notice your messaging will land so much deeper, like 10 times deeper. And you'll stand out amongst everybody in your industry. That's when I say, and like, the industry is saturated, I use air quotes because I'm like, not really. There's a lot of people, but there's not a lot of people doing this really, really well. And the one thing I want to share with you, because I encountered this with clients, I encountered this with people in my DMs, I even encountered this sometimes with myself, you know, messaging and marketing, it's not an overnight thing. I don't expect you to leave this episode and be like, I have it all figured out. It's a process. You're testing things. It's not a matter of implementing something one time and being like, it didn't work. You've got to test things. You've got to test the market to see what's working, to see what's popping off, to see what they're gravitating towards. And that's when you can pick up those things and you can look at the data, then we get to replicate it. It gets easier and easier and easier because we know it's working, right? This is deep what we do inside of Everything Sells Everything. Like, this is just surface level messaging conversation, right? We now have to take this and we've got to implement this into your business, into your content, into your offers, into who you be, into your brand, into literally doing this so well that you don't always need to change your content. You're just shifting the angle of what you're selling, and everything literally sells. Last week, you guys, I was selling a $77 masterclass And we had multiple offers selling. We had people joining ESC behind the scenes. We had people inquiring about my mastermind. We sold multiple one-to-one business intensives, which is so interesting because I never talk about those offers. And I had people like asking me. We had applications coming in for our highest ticket offers. And I was talking about a $77 masterclass. That's what I mean when your message lands so well, you don't always need to change. Like, you don't have to do a full U-turn in your content because everything you're talking about sells everything. You could be promoting something that's quote unquote low ticket, and the messaging of that sells a $30,000 offer. No brainer. This is what I mean. This is the power of this conversation. So I want you to take this. I want you to implement. I want you to answer these questions. And if you're like, I want to do this on a deeper level, 10 out of 10, get into Say It and Sell It Masterclass. That is a beautiful place for you to start. The link is in the show notes. If you can attend with us live, if you're hearing this before, we run the class on May 3rd. That's perfect. Would love to have you there. If you catch the replay, that's also perfect. Would love to have you there. This class will change your life. It's a beautiful place for us to start. I'm going to leave you there. And remember, as always, everything gets to sell everything. And I'll see you in the next episode.